Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, Fable Babies? Welcome to Hashtag Storytime, brought to you by iHeartRadio. I am your host, Will, for you, Paige McFadden. And we're doing a fun episode today. We've got the Fable family back with us. My two best friends who I pay. We've got Danielle and Jason. What's up, guys?
Woo!
Hey, all righty then.
That was the most unenthusiastic woo.
Yeah, let me get the deposit and then I'll come back with the bigger woo.
Okay, great. I'll Venmo you now and then we'll get a proper woo.
A more enthusiastic woo.
Well, cool. How are you guys doing? What's the most exciting thing that's happened to you this week? Just to kick us off, just to get us warmed up. Just tell me a little mini story from your life this week. Most exciting thing that's happened.
Last night I met Joe Gatto.
Who's Joe Gatto?
I thought this was going to be like groundbreaking and we were all going to like fangirl, but the guy from Practical Jokers, I recognized him.
No way. Did he pull a prank on you?
Way. No, he did not. We just hugged.
Nice.
I was like, hi. Yeah. So that was fun. I had a little celebrity fangirl moment.
Nice. I don't know if I would recognize an Impractical Joker on the street if I saw one.
Really? Well, this is because I only did because he DM'd me a couple weeks ago. So it was fresh in the mind.
The Jokers are sliding into your DMs?
That's where my career is at the moment. Yes. No, it was like a nice message. Like it wasn't creepy. He just like saw a video and he was like, keep it up. Funny. And when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, do you remember? Do you know who I am? And then he was like, I was like, you messaged me. And he was like, on what? And I'm like, so you're talking to every other bitch. I said that. He was like, what? He's like, oh no, like Danielle, right? I'm like,
close.
Sure.
Why not?
I can be Dylan.
Will, that makes you the perfect Mark.
I need to familiarize myself immediately before I get jokered impractically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, I guess once you reach a certain level of celebrity, which I have not, you really do need to like familiarize yourself with all of the pranksters out there so that, you know, if like if back in the punked days, like I would be watching that show, looking at the cast members, looking at Dax Shepard and like knowing his face so that if they ever tried, I'd be like, no, no, no. Where's Ashton?
Yep. I'm not getting punked.
Not on my watch.
They made Timberlake cry. I remember Justin Timberlake cried.
Why? I don't remember that.
What did they do to him again?
He got punked so hard. I think his car got stolen or blown up or something. It was something with his car and he cried.
Wow.
Actually, his halftime performance with Janet Jackson, that was an elaborate punking.
Yes.
He was like, I didn't know that when I did that her nipple would be out. Like, I was told that she had an undergarment on and now I feel bad.
We're coming up on 20 years next year of that. Nipple. Oh,
wow.
That's crazy.
I don't remember this.
Well, you were a baby.
Ah, head tracks.
Yeah. I was at my grandparents' house watching the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm watching Justin. I'm not a young man. I'm a young man, but I'm not a very young man. I was, you know, almost 8, 7. I was 17 or so. Yeah. And all of a sudden, boom, nipple comes out. My grandma squeals, screams, and we turned off the TV.
Wow.
Game over. I remember I was barbecue. This was in college, and I was outside on the grill, and I heard everyone inside go, oh my God, what just happened? What? Is that her nipple? And I was like, what the fuck? I was making chicken outside. What did I miss? I didn't think anything exciting would happen. Just Timberlake, Janet Jackson. I missed a nipple? What?
Wow.
And obviously, since I've watched the clip, but I was really pissed to be working the grill at that moment.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about it is we keep saying nipple. They didn't even show her nipple.
No, it was like jewelry.
It had a pasty on it. So it was just her breast. Right. That would be on kids' TV these days.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Kids Bop is always showing, you know, full titty minus areola.
Yeah.
Jason, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you this week?
I would say this week, the most exciting thing that happened to me was my daughter I have a 17-month-old. She started telling jokes basically without words.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It's really funny.
Wait, yeah. So she's like physically acting out jokes? She's an impractical joker?
She's a joker. I mean, what she does is she basically, it's like this elevated game of peekaboo that she plays where she stands behind a wall and then she waits too long to do peekaboo. And then she comes out casually later and then we laugh and then she laughs really hard and she keeps doing it. And it's really funny. She like knows what's funny about it, that she's not doing peekaboo.
She gets the game.
Yeah.
Oh great. Man. She's going to be such a great improviser. You did stand up on a TV show when you were what, 3 years, 4 years old?
What?
4 years old. Yeah, I went on a cable access show that I showed Will recently. My mom's friend, shout out Sue Morum, had a cable access show in Minneapolis, and I went on and did stand up comedy, and it's horrendous.
Wow.
But really entertaining. I'll show you sometime, Daniela.
Please
you
do.
Know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Oh, that's adorable. Well, the most exciting thing, I mean, you know, I don't have a baby daughter who's like doing, like learning cool life things, like evolving in front of my very eyes. But I started, I wrote, and in quotes, wrote a short, like a 10-minute musical using ChatGPT. It's called The Singularity Sensation. and I submitted it to a short play festival and it got in. So I started writing the music with my composer friend, Scott, who does the theme song for Storytime. And
shout out
Scott Simons. He's also, he wrote the theme song for Paw Patrol. He's a prolific musician. And he is scoring this musical for me. And we started yesterday. And it's so good. Can I, maybe I just play you a little teaser?
Can you please?
Yeah.
Can we get a teaser?
Here is the opening of a musical written by me and ChatGPT. It's called The Singularity Sensation. And it's about an AI it's about the singularity. So here we go.
Who am I? Where am I? What is going on? I feel like I'm a part of something.
Okay, that's all you get. That's all you get.
It's pretty good.
Wow. I love it.
It's pretty good. Sort of like Gregorian chant, but Daft Punk in the beginning there.
Yeah, it's like space age Jesus Christ Superstar.
Exactly. The one we're going for.
Good.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be great. Come check it out. It's in August.
So,
that was the most exciting thing that I started working on. Cool. Great week, guys. Jason, your daughter's learning how to make jokes. Daniela, you're basically in a relationship with an impractical joker. I'm writing a weird musical. We're having fun out here.
You know. It's a lot of jokes. It's good stuff.
Yeah, we're making funnies. All right, well, let's get into some hashtag story time. So this episode, we're doing things a little differently. A lot of times we love to bring out great stories from Reddit and share and do a little Am I the Asshole vote. But today, you know, we're always scrolling through the TikToks. We're finding great story times. We're dumpster diving through TikTok looking for those stories. And we've got three great story times that we're going to share, and we're going to chat about them, and we're going to pick them apart. Sound good?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, great. Okay, so before we jump into that, let's take a quick commercial break, pay the bills, and then we'll come back with some TikTok story time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. So we're going to jump in. We've got a TikTok from user Bella Amor. So, Jason, let's cue it up and hit us whenever you're ready.
Okay, yeah, I saw this one in my feed and it's hilarious. So let's take a listen.
So I'm lactose intolerant, okay? And my husband tells me all the time, stop drinking milk, stop eating dairy products. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not fine. Anyways, I went and I got a cookout milkshake, okay? My favorite, M&M milkshake. I finish the M&M milkshake, okay? And then I feel something brewing in my stomach. It's like... So I had to go use the bathroom, which you do. If you didn't know this, my mom owns a cleaning business, all right? And she has her employees. So we come to this house with her employees, all right? So there's multiple people in this house at this point. My mom introduces me to her client. She's like, oh, this is my daughter, Isabella. Yeah, hi. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. And I'm like, thank you. Very nice to meet you. And then my mom was like, she just wanted to come in real quick and use your bathroom really quickly. Is that all right? And then like, the sweet little old lady is like, yeah, that's fine. You could use the bathroom that's right here next to us. Meantime, my stomach is fucking pits of hell sound. My stomach quiets down for a little bit. It's like, chill, you know? I gotta go to the bathroom, but it's not like, perfect. All right, this is gonna be done and easy. No. The worst part is that they were like right outside the bathroom because the bathroom's right next to the living room. I hear them talking. All right, I hear them talking. And then all of a sudden, I just let out the biggest fucking fart. And it's not just one fart. It's that one that you can't stop. The and all you hear is silence. My soul left my body at that point. I get out of the bathroom and they're right there. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I don't know why. But my natural instinct was to just look at the old lady and be like, thank you. As I was walking out of the house, y'all, it gets worse. One of my mom's employees was on the second floor, so she didn't hear it, okay? The employee comes down as I'm walking out, and she walks inside the bathroom, and all you hear is, ugh!
That's hilarious.
Wow. Yeah. I think
so rough.
We've all been there, though.
Yes.
Hashtag relatable.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, Bella. You fucked up on multiple stages of this. You blew it. First of all, if you're lactose intolerant, you need to be planning ahead. You know what I mean? You need to be scheduling things out. You need to be taking your lactate if you know you're going to have a milkshake. Right. You should be close to a familiar toilet if you're going to have, if you're lactose intolerant and going to drink a whole ass milkshake. You need to be out and about on the road. Like, you're playing fast and loose.
Yeah.
Stool with your stools. So, like, you need to prep if you're, she's just winging it.
At your mother's place of work, too. Yeah. Right? That is, that part,
that
it just seems a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's first place she fucked up. Second time she fucked up is ask if there's another bathroom, maybe further away from the, you know, maybe go on a tour or just, you know.
Yeah, I can hold it for a bit. Just let me see some other bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many bathrooms does this place have?
I'd be like,
three.
I don't like the vibes in here. Let's check upstairs. Yeah.
Exactly. Scope it out. Find a different bathroom. Okay, there's the second fuck up. Third, she needs to create a soundscape inside this bathroom. If she's locked down into the bathroom with the proximity, right, with the people outside the door listening, you got to create a lot of white noise. You know what I'm saying? Turn on the faucet.
Turn on your phone.
Open up TikTok, maybe, or just start playing some like big band music with a lot of horns, you know, and just be like, I love listening to trombones when I'm pooping.
Yep.
You know, don't at me, bro.
Mambo number five.
Exactly. Just play that with the shower on, open the window, hopefully wait for a helicopter to fly by and then let it rip. You know what I mean? So that's number two. That's number three where she fucked up. And then third, now this is a hot tip that I'm sure a lot of people don't know about. The silencer method. Do you guys know about silencer?
No. What's that one? Like a white noise?
Oh, yes, I do. I do.
Okay. The silencer is you take some toilet paper and you fold it up and you make a sound deafener, and you basically like hold it over your b-hole.
Oh.
As you let the fart rip, and you shush, you're basically shushing your own butthole.
Okay.
I know a different method too. Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Look, this is going to come in, Daniela. At some point, you're going to be like, Will told me this thing, the silencer. I'm at, like, meeting the in-laws for the first time, and I can't like have a bowl echoing fart right now. So like, you can just silence it. But you obviously have to be careful that you don't, you know, like fully let it go.
Yeah.
You know, you got, but you're basically just doing it's kind of like with a trumpet, they have those wah-wah machines, but you're like really shutting it down.
Wow.
So I knew a different method that like, and Daniela, feel free to just like step out at any point.
I think now.
No, Will, what is, you know, what is a fart?
So,
you know, isn't it butt cheeks kind of like, so I've heard, what I always have known the silencer to be is you just have to spread your cheeks apart.
Yeah, I know that.
That's
one.
Part of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then why do you need to also gag it with a piece of paper? Like, I don't think.
Because.
You don't need to do both.
Because sometimes there's still the vibrations. Because then you might get that, like, that tone, you know, that, like, whoo. Oh. Yeah. You might get a big, like, whoo. That really like reverberates in the bowl.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you might, you're just ready to shush it.
I'm a soprano, so I don't know what you guys do.
Squeak. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it is like a little, you know, like an animal balloon, you know, like one of those little squeakers. But at least you're ready to shush it, to shut. It's kind of being like, shut the fuck up, fart.
Yeah. Do you have to say that as well when you're shoving the wad inside of yourself, or that
you don't shove it? You just kind of like shush.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm at this stage of life where I'm just dealing with like so much poop because I have a dog and a baby. And
oh yeah.
Oftentimes I just, if I'm like not down to participate for the day, I tell my wife that she is the director of poop operations for the day, which means, you know, she's picking up the dog poop. She's doing diapers. It's we trade off being director of poop operations, but
that's
what happens sometimes.
Yeah. This CPO, chief poop officer. All right. Well, Daniela seems thoroughly grossed out, but I feel like we've shared some actual like good information here for, you know,
yes,
for next time, Bella, if you got to do this, like you can be a little more prepared, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I woke up this morning, I had no clue that we would be delving into this kind of conversation. So this is a treat.
I had a feeling we'd get here.
I was hoping we didn't get here.
Well, sorry. Sorry, Daniela. We're here now.
We're here.
Also, too much shame around pooping. Like,
it's true.
Used to just go out in the open. Like, we used to just go in nature, you know? And also, I'm going to say the Romans because they were freaky, but just bathrooms used to just be outside, and you would just like, you would pull up, pop a squat, you know, in the like the public restroom area. There weren't stalls. You just took a dump. And everybody was like, great job. Cool. Move it. Go on about your biz.
See, I don't think there should be any shame around bodies, but I do think that poop is a little warranted because it smells bad.
Yeah, it does. But I guess also back then everything smelled terrible. So,
yeah,
you know, it was probably less offensive overall. But like, yeah, now in general, things are like we all smell better. We shower more. We use more like colognes and deodorants. You know, but yeah, everybody back then must have just smelled like shit constantly everywhere all the time, just shit rotting everywhere, rotten food everywhere, animals wandering about. Yeah, everyone must have just smelled terrible. Think about that next time you're watching a romantic period piece and it's like, you know, oh, Outlander, like Sam Heughan, so handsome, like dude smells like shit. He's got a kilt on. He hasn't washed himself in a month. So just think about that.
That's my time.
Sorry to ruin Outlander for you.
Yeah. Wow.
Cool. All right. Well, I think we can move on to the next to the next story time. The next one we've got is from, let's go with the one that's from this one was I gifted it to Daniela, but I guess it doesn't matter.
I
who
also
was presenting it.
Yes, and I actually this is the one I found that I thought was dumb. So cheers.
Oh really?
Well, no, it was good, but I mean, I thought we wanted juicier.
No, I think this one's pretty good.
It was pretty good. She gave good visuals.
Yeah, yeah, which you won't see on the podcast.
Indeed.
Okay, this one's from Cece and her pups.
Stuck on the water slide on the cruise. Go on this water slide, you have to weigh a bare minimum of 120 pounds. First day that I tried to go on the water slide, he weighed me and I only weighed 119.6 pounds. And he told me to go eat a sandwich and come back and I could try again. And I literally went and ate a sandwich and tried again, except for I still did not make the requirement. Next day, as I was walking past the water slide, I asked if I could try again. And for some reason, I magically hit 120 pounds. It was one of those water slides where the floor drops out from underneath you and you just free fall. I go on the slide and I have just enough weight to make it to the top ridge of the first loop, but I have to scoot my butt over it to make it down. On the second loop, I did not make it. I didn't have enough weight, so I went up and then I went down backwards. But when I went backwards, I went right past the door. So I was under the assumption that I got stuck in the only part of the water slide where there was no escape. I start panicking. I sit up in the tube. It's humid. It's hard to breathe in there. Water's rushing. Water's in my contacts. I'm trying to see. I realize that I'm in the clear part of the tube. So I look down. I'm on the part of the tube that hangs off the ship. Hundreds of feet down below is the ocean. And I'm like, don't look that way. So I look up at the guy who sent me down and I'm like, hey, I like clear the fog off the tube and I'm like, bang. And I'm like, how do I get out of here? I'm freaking out. Cause in front of me is an upward hike on the water slide. I'm in a loop. Okay. And I'm at the bottom of the loop. In my mind, it's up and up. I don't know how I'm supposed to get out. Well, he's pointing this way. He's like, go that way. So I move this way into the water slide, which is like pitch black because it was dark and covered. And that is when I found the escape door and the guy opened it up and he let me out. Gets me out and he was like, are you okay? And I literally look at him and I was like, that was not fun. And then I just left. And I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, but that was horrifying.
Wow.
Oof. New fear. New fear unlocked.
Yeah, no, I would not be well.
Wowza.
First of all, fuck water slides.
Agreed.
Everyone hits their head. They're so dangerous.
Are you guys adrenaline junkies?
No.
No, like I'm fat and want to lay down. Like that's exhilarating for me.
I'm a ice cream junkie. I guess
I am like a dairy connoisseur. Like I do like a bubbling product, but yeah, water slide isn't it. There's water in my nose just from listening to that story.
The feeling of like coming disconnected from the water slide where it's so steep that you're just in free fall.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst. I feel like you're going to fly off the water slide. It's the worst feeling in the world. Or the one where you're like, where you're going so fast and you can feel every ridge and connection.
Ew.
It's scraping along your back.
Oh, screws and buttons in your back. I rather literally die.
I feel it.
Ew, I also felt it. I remember when I went on a water slide once, it was like the funnel. And you know, when you're in like a big raft. And I was so unwell and very nervous. And I was with my family. I remember literally seeing a vision. And it was like family of four died at Splash Mountain. Because I was just like, I could see myself like getting, you know, in the news from this. But I'm alive.
Yeah. No, they're fucking dangerous as hell. And also like the idea of getting stuck in the middle of one. And like she mentions that this part of the water slide was like the clear section. But like if this was the dark section, like I would have a full on panic attack. Like the worry that some other kid is going to come flying down.
Oh, and my God. First
kick you in the
back.
That
was always the scariest part.
Some obese kid named Freckles. Yeah, no.
And the fact that this water slide goes out over the ocean hundreds of feet.
God knows not to put me in that situation.
Sorry, Carnival Cruise, but like, no thank you.
No thank you. Yeah. Were you guys ever on cruises?
I have been on two cruises in my life.
Fun?
I went on one as an adult with my family.
Ah, that sounds...
You've never cruised?
No, I've never cruised. Because my...
Oh, man.
Yeah, my mom is an adventurer. She's like, why would we be, you know, on an island for 4 hours and have to go back in?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, yeah.
The thing with cruises is they are the laziest vacation. Like, if you want any sort of culture or like exploration, or like if you want to learn
movement,
anything, or
yeah,
yeah, or like
physical activity,
it's not the vacation for you. You go on a cruise just to be a glutton and to be a lazy ass, which is like sometimes that's what you
sometimes
need,
fun. Yeah. Yeah. When I was younger, my friends went on a lot of cruises and I was so mesmerized because they said that there was ice cream hour. And that you,
I mean, all the time.
And I was like,
24 hours.
That's a problem. But yeah, my chubby ass at age 6 was like, mother, I have a birthday wish and it is carnival.
First Christmas, Jenny and I were dating. I bought her a cruise to Mexico. And
that's fun.
Yeah, it was like an 8-day cruise. And we became obsessed with this one woman on the cruise. We saw her the first night and it was like 3 a.m. and she was yelling at the front desk about how that she couldn't get ice cream.
Me.
And we were like, and she was in all seafoam green. And we were like, who is this? She had platinum blonde hair. She was like in her 70s, all seafoam green. We were like, what? Who is this? This like
seafoam
banshee of the cruise. And then, you know, they're constantly taking your pictures on the cruise and they print them out and put them up and go like, buy this.
Burn them.
And we were like, we went up and we found ours and we were like, oh, that's cute, whatever. And then we were looking for hers. And we also named her Doreen. We were like, let's call her Doreen.
No, that fits.
So we were like looking for Doreen's picture.
Doreen in green.
Doreen in green.
One of the photographer girls comes up and she was like, are you guys having trouble finding your photo? We're like, no. No, we're actually looking for this woman. She's like an older woman. She's got platinum blonde hair. She wears all seafoam green. She's like, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. She came and told us to remove all the photos of her and take them down. We're like, what? And we were like, we were going to buy one of her pictures, but she would always get there before us.
Wow. Okay.
And then we keep seeing her around. We're always like, oh my God, there's Dorney. Oh, there she is. And there was one time we were having brunch at the front of the boat, the bow, the stern. I can't remember, nautical terms. And there she was on a chaise lounge in her bathing suit. And we like got close and we were like, maybe she'll talk to us. And eventually she took notice of us and she was like, hey, what are you two doing? And we were like, oh, just not much, just hanging out. And we got to talking with her. Her name was Lorna.
Lorna. So cool.
Doreen was pretty close
Doreen's
to Lorna.
Better.
Yeah. We'll stay with Doreen. And she was on the cruise alone. She had been very sick, and she was taking the cruise to gain weight.
Good for her.
Wait, I wish that was a problem for me. Yeah.
And she was so pissed and disappointed that, A, the alcohol wasn't included and free, and that there wasn't ice cream 24 hours a day. And she was so salty about it. And she was like, are you going into port? And we were like, yeah. And she was like, they jack up the prices on everything. It's a racket.
In port.
It was great. I also won the karaoke contest on the boat.
Wow.
Yeah, cruises are fun. It's you meet a lot of like overweight kids named Freckles.
yeah, there's a lot of them.
Oh my God.
Or just all sweet old people. Like, yeah. Jenny and I were like the one young couple on the boat, and all of these old people were just obsessed with us.
Oh, wow. Are there young folk? Like, would I go and find a husband, or it's just going to be Freckles' dad?
Yeah.
Oh, there's young folk.
Oh, really? But sometimes. Are they weird? Who's doing a cruise at the ripe age of 25?
Yeah, I feel like you might luck out and have like a college, you know, age person who's like their parents took them on a cruise.
Ew, and now single. I'm a cougar.
Exactly. But for the like, they have, I remember on the one I went, they had like a nightclub. It was called like Skywalker's Lounge or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's always that nightclub.
Yeah. And we went and it was like, there was maybe 3 other people in there. And Jenny and I were just like, whatever, this is our own personal dance club. But yeah, 0 young people at this place.
Wow.
It was great. A lot of fun. Highly recommend. Jenny accidentally smuggled drugs on board, but that's a story for another time.
Whoa. Did you slip to Doreen?
No, but somebody gave them to her at a party and then she put it in her shoe and then she forgot about that. Like it was a New Year's party and then she forgot about it. And then she accidentally brought those shoes and I was like, oh my God, we're going to get arrested.
That's happened like, to me once.
Yeah.
That's cray. Wow.
We got away with it though.
Good.
That's a close call. But anyway,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Don't go on the water slide on a cruise. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
I love how she was like, you have to be 120 pounds to go on this ride. And she was like, I'm 119.6. Go eat a sandwich. Come back.
Yeah.
You're fine.
What? That was nuts. Also, Doreen would not be able to go down that slide either.
No. Doreen would be. She wouldn't even make it past the first loop.
No. Doreen. I need to meet Doreen.
Oh, I wish we got her info. Doreen, if you're listening, Lorna, I hope you're good. I hope you're okay.
She's great, I bet. She's good. Living her best life.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with one more story time.
Woo.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back. We've got one more story time to share, and I think it's my favorite of the bunch, so we saved the best for last. And this one comes to us from Must Love Dogs, KC.
I have to tell you guys something that just happened to me, and I'm going to do my best to not break out in laughter because I literally just calmed down enough after what just happened. So I'm at the grocery store. in between appointments just to get a Diet Coke. And I see one of my good friends in the checkout line. And so I went up behind her. And I put my arms around her in a big bear hug from behind. And I picked her up off the ground. And I went, "Ooh!" And she screamed so loud. And I was laughing. I put her down. She turned around. And it wasn't my friend. It was an older, like, woman. And she started laughing, and I was like, "I am so sorry. I am so sorry." So I start laughing, and we're in the checkout line. Everyone's looking at us. And I said, the good news is you look 45 years old from behind." And she said, "Yeah, well, the bad news is I just wet my pants."
Whoa.
And I was like, "I'm so sorry. What can I do? Can I buy your groceries? What do you need?" And she said, "I need a new pair of pants." And she's laughing. And I'm laughing.
Oh, that's good.
And she said, "Don't worry about it." And I just left.
Wow.
And I didn't even get my Diet Coke. So I don't know if you guys are having a good day or bad day, but unless you are picking up older women and literally scaring the piss out of them, you're doing pretty good.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Who does that? Me. I'll remember that forever. Oh my God. Happy Friday.
That is good. And it's Friday.
Yeah. Well, maybe not when you're listening to this, but we're doing this on Friday.
True.
But, oh, that poor Doreen. She must have been so terrified. Can you imagine being at the grocery store and in checkout and then having someone scoop you up?
No.
Lift you off your feet.
Yeah, at least she was laughing. Yeah. I'm surprised she was laughing.
I've definitely done that. Not a pickup, but maybe like slapping my sister's arse and it's not a sister. And I'm like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. When I was younger, I was very physical. So I definitely like pushed random people and I'm like, oops, thought it was my dad.
I mean, it is the most mortifying thing in the world when you're a child and you like go to hold your mom's hand and you reach up and then it's not your mom and you're
not
like,
your mom.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah. Why is that so true?
It's so terrible. It's traumatizing.
It really is. Once I was speaking of water
parks.
I was like a water fountain. Once my dad, like I was just looking at the floor because it was so whittle. And then I saw my dad's shoes, but they were a different color. And I was like, Dad, change his slippers, but okay. And like I grabbed him and obviously it was not my father. He didn't like just buy shoes. And then I was like, peace. But that still scarred me for life. It's not like anything happened. I just mistaken someone. I was like, I will never forget this. It's my little story that I thought would hit a little harder.
So wait, the shoes were not your dad's?
No, it was these wet shoes. And I think his were like yellow, but the person, I just saw the same exact ones, but they were purple. And I was like, oh, but Dad must have switched the color up on me real fast. And then when I said hi, I was like, Papa. And then it wasn't him. And I was like, this is my last day on earth.
Yep. I mean, yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Are you a I don't really pee my pants very often. When was the last?
I have, but
it's been a long time.
I would never pee. I mean, unless I'm throwing up so much.
That you piss yourself.
That's a thing.
That is some violent, violent barfing to also piss yourself.
I'm easily hungover, so that's where that comes.
What's that story?
I feel drunk the next day, like gagging so hard I literally shit myself. It's not true. Ouch. No, I've never. Three, let's go back. Tony, let's edit the tape. No, definitely
leave that in, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, gun at your head, delete this. No, I definitely have peed on the floor from throwing up so hard. Yeah, I'll say that.
It's
with my
I feel like a laughing till you pee thing. I feel like it's more of a female thing just because of probably the mechanics of it.
Yes, but that would track.
Yeah. And probably also like after childbirth, I think it's also kind of harder to hold your pee.
That's
in.
Horrible. Yeah. I'm going to sneeze.
Not
and,
that
like,
I know.
Drop a chalupa. That would be horrible.
Yeah. I mean, having a baby really ruins your body.
Okay. I'm adopting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to need my husband to do that. He's going to need to pull the weight. My husband, if you really love me, you know, give birth for me.
I wonder what happened to that lady, too. Did she just like squish out of there and drive home? Or like, you know, I want to hear her side of the story.
Yeah.
If you're listening, old lady who got hugged and scared the piss out of you, Lorna, give us a call at the Storytime Hotline and tell us your side of the story. 323-741-1873. All right. Well, I think that's all the time we have for this episode of Hashtag Storytime. As always, thank you, Danielle and Jason, for joining me. Check is in the mail.
Woo!
Thank you.
And head on down to the description. Check out the links. We'll link to all the TikToks that we listen to. And you can go give a follow to Must Love Dogs KC or to CC and her pups or to Bella Amore. Go give them a follow. And then give us a follow. Also, subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a review. Hopefully a good one. I read every single one of them. And it helps us out a lot. So yeah, please do that. And thank you all for listening. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions. Hosted by Will McFadden. Sound design by Tony Maddox. Written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro. Produced by Jason Shapiro and Danielle Amora. Theme song by Scott Simons.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.